Welcome to The Hitch, week 5.
Hi.
Hi.
It is
day 39.
You might be able to hear this creaking sound.
We're sitting on a swing.
Very creaky swing.
Here, we'll quiet the creak
nestled
a little bit.
In some birch
aspen.
Trees. Are those aspen or birch?
They're aspen.
I think you're right. They are totally aspen trees.
They're aspen trees.
With
along the
sound of
the
Yellowstone
River. In a new state from yesterday.
Yeah,
Montana.
We're in Montana. Long drive day today. Ended up being about 5 hours.
Yep.
I did all of it.
I know. You were totally ruling.
It was funny.
It was awesome because I didn't feel that great. I was just really fried. You know, some days you wake up and you never quite wake up. That was me today. So it was great that you did all the driving.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. And it was funny because it was windy.
It was windy.
Especially early at the start. It was windy.
Yeah.
And
windy Wyoming.
I did not feel great behind the wheel. It took a little bit to kind of get the, you know, the road legs under me. And then by the time we stopped for gas, which was in Billings, Montana, I was just like, I can keep going. Like, it totally felt fine and natural and not worrisome at all. You know, it was great. It actually, you know, 5 hours didn't feel all that bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're getting better at it, and it's funny because like 5 hours would have been like half a day for us normally. But
yeah,
towing hours are just very different hours. Yeah. 5 hours is plenty.
Yeah,
like
it's
we were
still work.
Definitely ready to be done. And then we switched when we got to the campsite, and I backed in.
You didn't just back
in, people, listeners.
Yeah,
I backed in.
You backed into a 90-degree angle site.
Yeah, it was not an easy back-in.
You nailed it. We are
perfectly parallel
in the space.
I feel like I nailed it.
Yeah.
I did have an assist from the KOA guy.
Yeah.
Which was great because I needed it, but also I did a lot better. So I'm getting better. That's the thing.
Well, and he
had some good practical advice. Yeah.
Like, you know, you often cut the wheel really hard, which creates a pretty major swing in the trailer. And he was like, you know what? You move the wheel an inch to move the trailer 3.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's something I hadn't quite realized. Yeah. Like, I'm so used to driving and moving a car in a certain way, and the trailer does respond about 3 times. I mean, he was right. As much, you know, so I have to tone it down, do easier turns, but I was a little stressed out when I saw the angle and but I just had to kind of calm down and try to remember. It's always hard still to remember that in a stressful backup, like
because
which way to make it go this way. And but anyway, it worked out, which was great because I was, you know, I always dread a back end.
Yeah,
but I'm getting to the point now where I kind of understand them, and I'm oddly not that I want many back ends, but I'm kind of like, okay, I want to figure out how to do them better.
Yeah. But so, okay. So we're sitting in this swing
right on the edge of
the Yellowstone River. We should talk a little bit about this campsite.
This campsite is incredible.
It is in
it's in the Paradise Valley,
which is
aptly named. It is
the original
gorgeous road
valley entrance
into
Yellowstone. With the north entrance of Yellowstone is the oldest of the four
at Gardner. Yeah, which we I actually have never been into that entrance.
Yeah,
and that's the entrance we're gonna visit. We've been to Yellowstone before, but never through
that
we entrance.
Were in the west entrance, which is I think the most kind of populous entrance.
I mean, I'm not sure, but
so pretty much when we entered Montana, which I've never come in to Montana in the middle. I've only ever kind of like petered around the edge over on the, you know,
the
over
Yellowstone
in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
it was just breathtakingly gorgeous. But as we got
gorgeous state
closer and closer and up into, you know, past Billings and up into this region, we're not far from Livingston, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just south of Livingston.
It just got gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then you take the road off of Livingston toward our campground. Our campground's about 10 miles out of Livingston. And it is just...
it's breathtaking.
It looks like a painting.
I know. The mountains don't look real because they're like dramatic and jaggedy.
And they're all off to one side of you. And they just jump up. Like I was saying to our
son... there's some on that side as well. They're just... we're closer to these like really jaggedy, dramatic ones. In fact, we're in a valley. So
they're on... Paradise Valley.
We are in the Paradise Valley. And it feels... oh my God, that almost made me start singing Guns N' Roses even though...
yes.
Take me back. No, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, there are mountains all around us and...
but it's just dramatic.
Yeah, they're very dramatic.
Like these mountains are, you know, just off from the river now. Like we're really nestled between the river and the start of the foothills and into the mountains. And it's our campsite itself...
the trailer
backs up to the river. There's like this little aspen grove. And then there's
50 feet or something.
Yeah. And then there's the river. Like the view out of our dinette is of like trees and river and nothing else.
I mean, I think this is easily our best view that we've had.
Oh, yeah.
Even, anywhere.
And just like trying to think about all of the various campsites that we've been to. Not just on this trip, but over 20 years. Right. And this is up there in the top five, easy.
This is up there. And I've never been to this campsite, but I did actually live in Montana in a little tiny, tiny town called McLeod, which is outside of Big Timber, and which is about a half an hour, 40 minutes east of where we are now and live around Livingston. I lived here for 2 years from 1995 to 97, so it's been a long time, and I actually haven't been back since I left, so it's been a long time since I've been back, and you know, I haven't had a chance to explore yet to see how much has changed and whatnot, but like it is just as beautiful as I remember, and you know, once I get into the towns we'll see what else has changed. But anyway, I haven't been to this area, I mean, just south of Livingston, where we are, and this campsite I've never been to. And
it is amazing.
Spectacular.
It is really, I mean, just.
And after 2 days of just kind of like camping.
Campgrounds right off mediocre,
I-25. Like right off I-25. Just kind of like, it's fine. You know, we have hookups. That's all we need right now. With some AC, whatever. To get into a place like this where you really feel like you are out in nature and just surrounded by beauty is
and it's just like, I mean, this is what, you know, we drove 2 days, not long days, but 2 days, you know, to get up here.
Yeah, this was the goal, and this area,
the spots in between are just the spots that you stay for the night,
which doesn't mean that you can't have, I mean, we did explore a little bit and like we would read about the history a little bit of each town and kind of check it out, so there's definitely always something. I feel like it's kind of a disservice or just, you know, to be like I'm passing through or whatever. So I always try to learn a little bit about the towns, but it's still not the same as being in the place you really want to be.
Right. And like,
and this is definitely where we want to be right now.
I mean, it's just
they're great towns around here, like Livingston and Bozeman. We're going to pop down into Yellowstone one of these days. There's a lot to do, and it's just so beautiful everywhere you look and go that it's, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it just, I really can't describe how,
we'll be like, posting some pictures.
Like just even campgrounds in beautiful places sometimes are very just, you know, gravelly and, you know, like this is just,
it's really
out
beautiful.
Of control.
And one side is the Yellowstone River, which is the side we're on, and then the other side you have this spectacular mountain views.
Yeah.
And so wherever you are, it's like
incredible.
A good place to be. And there's lots of campgrounds around here and lots of places. I mean, tourism is the big industry during the summer here. And it's funny because anytime I'm in this area or similar areas in Wyoming, I'm always like, oh, it's the best. It's best. And it is the best. I'm not saying it's not the best. However, winter happens.
Yeah.
that's the humbling part of this. And winters are harsh here. You know, they're pretty extreme. So, but the summers, oh, the summers are the best.
Yeah, it's really.
Anyway, it's beautiful. And we can see somebody fly fishing right in front of us. This is a big fly fishing area. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, we passed like 16 different.
We don't do that at all, but everybody else apparently does.
Places on the way up.
Yeah, it's a big thing here.
Yeah, but man, it was a long drive. And
long drive.
Yesterday was a rough day with the three-year-old. Good news, he went to bed easy tonight.
Yeah, he went to bed easy. And, you know, sometimes right when you're about ready to just give up parenting, then you'll get an easy turn, and that keeps you going. And it definitely was easier.
Yeah.
So much easier today.
And yeah, it's just so like, we're here. We're going to go drink a glass of wine.
Yep. On this creaky bench.
Yeah. And we'll creak you later.
Okay. Bye. Bye. The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road!